Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. We're all about figuring out how to live better, feel better, and basically just thrive in this crazy world, right? And today's episode is all about something super important, self-compassion. You know, that feeling of kindness and understanding you show yourself when things get tough, it sounds simple, but trust me, it's powerful stuff. In a world that constantly pushes us to hustle, achieve, and be perfect, it can be easy to forget to treat ourselves with the same love and care we give our friends. We judge ourselves harshly for mistakes, beat ourselves up over setbacks, and get caught in a cycle of negativity. Sound familiar? Ever noticed how much easier it is to be understanding with a friend going through a tough time compared to yourself? It's like we have this internal critic that's way harsher than any outside force. Well, guess what? We can change that. Here are 5 things to remember about the power of self-compassion for your mental well-being. First off, self-compassion is not about being soft or giving up on yourself. It's about recognizing your humanity. Everyone messes up, everyone struggles, and it's okay. We're all just trying to navigate this thing called life. Embrace those imperfections. They make you unique and interesting. Think of it like this. Would you berate a friend for tripping over their own feet? Probably not. You'd probably laugh it off, offer a hand, and remind them that everyone stumbles sometimes. Extend that same kindness to yourself. Second, self-compassion involves recognizing your feelings without judgment. You know that feeling when you're overwhelmed by stress or anxiety? Instead of trying to push those feelings away, acknowledge them. Say to yourself, "I'm feeling stressed right now," and allow yourself to experience those emotions without labeling them as good or bad. This simple act of acceptance can actually reduce their intensity. Third, practice self-kindness. Treat yourself with the same care and consideration you would offer a loved one. When you're feeling down, instead of indulging in negative self-talk, try offering yourself words of comfort and encouragement. Remember that pep talk you'd give your best friend? Give it to yourself. Fourth, cultivate mindfulness. Pay attention to the present moment without judgment. Notice your breath, your surroundings, your physical sensations. This helps ground you and shift your focus away from negative thoughts. You can even try a simple meditation practice. Just a few minutes each day can make a big difference. Think of it as taking a mental break and hitting the refresh button. Finally, remember that self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you slip up, when your inner critic takes over. That's okay. Just gently guide yourself back to that place of kindness and understanding. It's like learning any new skill. It takes time, practice, and patience. Now let me share a quick story with you. I once had this friend who was constantly putting herself down. She was brilliant, talented, and kind, but she never seemed to believe it herself. One day, we were talking about her struggles, and I said something that really resonated with her. Imagine if someone you loved was going through what you're going through. What would you say to them? She realized that the things she was saying to herself, she would never say to a friend. It was a turning point for her. She started practicing self-compassion, and slowly but surely, her whole outlook changed. So remember, you are worthy of love, kindness, and understanding, even when things get tough. Practice self-compassion every day. Treat yourself with the same care you give to others and watch your mental well-being flourish. You got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you practice self-compassion in your daily life? Share your thoughts in the comments below or hit us up on social media. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you enjoyed this episode. It helps others find their way here too. We'll be back tomorrow with another dose of Dopamine Declutter. Until then, keep striving, keep growing, and most importantly, keep being kind to yourselves.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.